wanted to discuss the issue of Amir Lat Nachri on Shabbos. When are you allowed to ask a Nachri to do things for you on Shabbos? When not? What are the parameters of that halacha? It'll take us a couple of days to go through it. There's a big issue right off the bat. Is this Nisr Doraisa or is it Nisr Drabbanan? Are you allowed to go ahead Minat Torah? Is it Asa Minat Torah to ask a guy, or is it Mutter Minat Torah and only Asa Minat Drabbanan? So the Pasuk tells in Parashash in Sefer Shmos, when it's discussing the Yisr of Malacha, there's a formulation. One of the formulations is called Malacha Lo Ye'asebahem. You should not... Ye'aseh, not you shall not do any malacha, but ye'aseh, shall not be done. And the Mechilta has the following drasha, lo ta'aseh ata b'lo chavercha. You shouldn't do it, and your friend shouldn't do it. Chavercha, who is chavercha? What's it mean when it says chavercha? So you might argue chavercha means your fellow Jew. But that's really part of ata. Ata is your fellow Jew. So what does it mean, lo ta'aseh ata b'lo ta'aseh chavercha? So chavercha, your colleague, your neighbor, so that someone has suggested referring to a Gentile, and therefore the Yisr of Amila Akum, based on this pasuk, lo ye'asebahem shall not be done, is Nisr do'oraisa. Rashi cites this on the pasuk, and the Ramban says, no, that's just this mechilta, is just an asmachta be'alma, and really the Yisr is only Nisr do'rabbanan, exerim do'rabbanan, minat Torah. There is no prohibition as long as you don't do the malacha, someone else does it for you. That's mutter minat Torah. Midrabbanan is the Yisr, and that's generally how we assume the halacha. We pass an halacha that the Yisr of Amila Akum is an Yisr Durabbanan. So why did Chazal make this Yisr? What's the reason for the Yisr Durabbanan? So here you have three different approaches in the Rishonim. The Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos Perek Vav Halacha Hey writes that the reason that we have an Yisr of Amir La'akam is Shalo Tehe Shabbos Kala Be'enecha, is that if we go ahead and ask Gentiles to do malachas for us, we ask them to turn on lights, and we ask them to run our air conditioning, and perhaps run our factories, so the whole time of Shabbos is going to be lost upon us. The uniqueness of the Shvisa, the withdrawal of Shabbos is going to be lost if the whole house is running with malachos done by Gentiles, and therefore we might come to go ahead and do malacha ourselves. If we have Gentiles do it for us, we might come do it ourselves. That's the Rambam's position. It's a classic Zera Durabonon, Shalote Shabbos Kala Be'enecha. Rashi Masechus Avodah Zarah Daf Tezvav Med Aleph writes a different idea. Rashi writes that there's a prohibition that on Shabbos our speech is supposed to be Shabbos-dik type of speech. We're not supposed to have Chol type of speech. Chol type of speech is Asra on Shabbos. Shalote Diburcha B'Shabbos Kidiburcha B'Chol. So if I ask Gentiles to do malacha for me, I'm talking about malachas all day, I ask them to cook for me, I ask them to turn on lights for me, that turns my speech into a chol-like speech, and that's the prohibition, is that my speech has to be Shabbos-dik and not chol-like. The third possibility is the Rashi Masechus Shabbos Daf Kufnun Gimel, where Rashi says that we have an idea of shlichus, and we know that shlucho shel adam kamoso. If I go ahead and appoint a Gentile to do malacha for me, so shlucho shel adam kamoso, his action is attributable to me, and it's as if I'm doing the malacha myself. You'll ask me, there's ain shlichus lenachri, there's no shlichus for Gentiles. So that might only be, in a certain context, lechumra, we might say there is shlichus lenachri, and that's the third possibility. What are the nafkamina between these various possibilities? So lahalacha, we assume all these possibilities are true. And therefore, what is the halacha if I ask a Gentile on Erev Shabbos to do malacha for me on Shabbos? I ask him, or I'll ask a person on Erev Shabbos, I say, listen, I'm going to need these lights on Shabbos. Do me a favor, when it comes to 4 o'clock in the afternoon, I want the air conditioner on, the lights on. I'm doing that, I'm asking on Erev Shabbos. You're in your work and a business, and you have you want to get certain things done, so you ask your secretary on Shabbos, I'm leaving the office Friday afternoon, but Friday night, I need this FedEx to somewhere. Is that allowed? So if you hold that the Isser is Daber Daber, the Isser of speech, so I'm speaking, my speech is on Friday, not on Shabbos, that should not be a problem. But once you hold this idea of Shlichus, Shluchos Shel Adam Kamoso, the action of the Gentiles attributed back to me, that indeed could be and would be a problem. Therefore, even Amir La'akam on Erev Shabbos, for Shabbos is going to be Usser. What about the opposite scenario? I'm going ahead and asking on Shabbos for the Gentile to do something for me after Shabbos. I'm going to ask her to take care of, I want some cooking done, let's say, Motzei Shabbos, but I'm going to ask it to be done on Shabbos itself. Is that also? So once again, because of V'daber Davar, so the issue of V'daber Davar is, I'm not allowed to speak chol-like speech on Shabbos, even if the malacha is going to be done on Motzei Shabbos, but the chol-like speech is happening on Shabbos itself, so that's going to be usser as well. So any way you slice it, whether it's asking the Gentile to do malacha for you on Shabbos for Shabbos, on Erev Shabbos for Shabbos, or on Shabbos for Motzei Shabbos, depending on the various reasons that you have, it's all going to be usser. What's going to be relevant also, these reasons are going to be relevant to the issue of hinting on Shabbos. And Yirtzeh Hashem will discuss the topic of hinting, agenda to do things for you and the parameters of that, Yirtzeh Hashem, next time. Have an excellent day.